Blog Talk Radio.
How did you guess?
Actually, I was doing a prequel for our new advertising spot. I didn't know you were going to be on here.
Well, go for it.
I didn't know you was going to be on here. So this is like just an advertisement. Then we'll hang up and do our regular scheduled podcast.
Sounds good to me. Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing! All right, so. How do they do it in the movies? Ready, take 147, click. Or something like that. Anyway. Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Manic Monday podcast.
I thought this was the advertisement.
I know. I kind of screwed up. Because I'm like trying to figure out how to do the advertisement.
Take 102. Click. Cut. All right. When you calm down.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. That was the wrong recording that was supposed to play.
Had me going.
Yeah. I just got logged into the website to stop it. I wish I could press a button to stop it on the phone, but I can't. So I had to hurry up and log into the website to stop it. Anyhow. Yeah, Marcus Rostrand is supposed to autoplay, not that. This Blog Talk Radio is getting on my nerves. But anyways, it's good for advertising, and that's pretty much why I'm sticking with it. So, today's topic is White Willow.
White Willow. Yep, and I'm delinquent because I don't have the book available. And, yeah.
Well,
two weeks of study, and I still didn't get it.
I got two books available, Prescriptions for Herbal Healing. I wish I had my Prescriptions for Natural Healing, but I got to dig it out. It's in storage. I've got a bunch of books, for that matter, but so does David. And I have the Free Food and Medicine book with me today. And, of course, I have Google, who's not exactly accurate either. But I did find out one thing in my research. Before we get started on White Willow, I want to make a side note. You remember earlier last week we was talking about snake bites and snake venom and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, we know how to treat spider bites, but do you know how to treat snake bites?
Well, if you're talking about the method that we discussed over at Yiska's place, the same method, actually.
Okay, you tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine.
Well, you know, you get one of these tasers, and you put it over the bite, and it disrupts the poison.
Oh, well, that might work.
It certainly can't help. But for a snake bite, basically you want to suck the poison out as quickly as possible. But I'd give one of those electric shocks along with it just, for the stuff you didn't get. So,
well, here's how you would suck the poison out. White oak bark and plantain herb blend will suck the poison out, or at least that's what I found out today.
It'll draw it out?
It'll draw it out. So then after you draw out the poison with these two herbs, then taser yourself.
Or at the same time.
No, because you won't be able to do the other procedure after you taser yourself.
Well, this is true. actually have cattle prod is the thing.
Cattle prod.
Yeah. That's
on
old
my
school
kids.
Taser. Yeah, that's the old school taser. Oh, I'm soaking wet. If you listen to the previous podcast, I had a full bladder. I don't know if I actually mentioned it or not.
You did,
but
I couldn't
hold it anymore. So I had to step out in order to relieve myself, and
he wet himself.
I probably could have stayed drier by just, you know.
He wet himself trying not to wet himself.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I got nailed by hailstones and all sorts of stuff. And the water was over my ankle. It was like, oh my gosh.
So white willow is, it says here in Marcus Rothgren's book, a natural form of aspirin, which I've been telling people that for years.
Yeah.
That was one of my first clues to alternative health and what pharmaceutical companies do and where they get their pharmaceuticals from. And how they change the herb to make the pharmaceutical, and it doesn't work. Well, it works, but it doesn't work right.
Right. What they do is they find the active ingredient that does a very specific thing, and they extract it and concentrate it and make it very much more powerful in that one thing. All right?
Right.
And in that degree, they're a success. But it's not a very good philosophy, because those chemicals are surrounded by buffering chemicals.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, well, most every mineral, vitamin, and chemical component within different plants have partners. One or two or three or four, but generally speaking, they all have a partner. Like calcium's partner is magnesium, chromium's partner is vanadium, not boron, bismuth's partner is tetracycline. That's why Pepto-Bismol, they only give you the bismuth, but not the tetracycline, because they don't want to cure your ulcers. They just want to treat them. But anyway, right? So the active ingredient in aspirin and white willow is salicylic acid. If I pronounce that right.
Yeah, you got it close enough.
Yeah. So, let's see here. It says that it stops pain. Wait. The natural form of aspirin, salicylic acid, to stop pain if you make tea from the leaves or the bark. It doesn't taste very good. It tastes like aspirin, but
yeah.
It tastes exactly like aspirin, and that's how you'll know that you found the right plant or tree. Anyways, willow is more toxic to humans than any other tree as a food source. Because it's not a food, it's a medicine.
Yeah.
But it's okay for some people to make tea from as a form of aspirin. So basically, small doses, it's going to do the same thing as aspirin. Now, what I read in this other book, Prescriptions for Herbal Healing, is It's not as fast acting as the chemical version, because the chemical version is, you know, like amped up aspirin. White Willow doesn't, it's not as fast acting, but it's longer lasting. So you don't have to take as much.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Because it's got those partnering components that aspirin doesn't have. For others, it may cause stomach problems. So if you get, you know, if you take too much of it, or if you're not compatible with it, then it'll start causing stomach problems. And so then you just stop taking it. But if you can take aspirin, you should be able to handle White Willow.
Well, and then there's this. If you're suffering from headaches and things like that, and a lot of people take aspirin for headaches, your answer might be better to just drink more water. Because a lot of headaches are just caused by not flushing the poisons out of your body. Yeah, if you're drinking lots of Coke and soda and stuff like that, you know, your toxic level may be so high that you just need to flush some of it out, and your headache may go away.
Oh, here's something interesting. This will help with the farm. If you take a willow branch and stick it in the water with a branch from a fruit tree, the natural acids from the willow branch will make the fruit tree branch grow roots. So it's a root stimulator.
Root. Yep.
Willow bark is. Go ahead.
Yeah, you make a tea from willow bark, and it'll do the same thing. Cool it down, of course. You don't want to cook your next stick, but.
Of course. Willow bark is very bitter and astringent. Used for cancer. Okay, here's the side effects for white willow. It treats cancer, arthritis, rheumatism, diarrhea. It's good for fevers, sore throats, ulcers, bleeding problems, rashes, including poison ivy, jaundice, skin problems, urinary issues, blood. It's good for blood purification and toothaches, which obviously it's for pain. So its main purpose is for pain, headaches, any kind of pain. And then it got all these other benefits as well. Good side effects, not like pharmaceuticals. Do not take for long periods of time, or liver damage could result. But if you're taking white willow with, say, dandelion.
I'd like to cut in at this point. You were reading off the side effects. Let's compare those to the side effects of bare aspirin.
Do you know them?
Okay. According to Google.
Okay, go ahead.
Rash.
Oh,
gastrointestinal alteration.
So this
abdominal
is good for
pain.
Rashes. Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, it's good for rashes. Aspirin causes rashes. Gastrointestinal
abdominal
ulceration. Yeah, abdominal pain. Upset stomach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So its side effects as far as your stomach could be the same. Go ahead.
Right. As far as your stomach is the same, but some of the things that it's good for, the aspirin is causes. Headache, cramping. Yeah, that's a funny thing. I aspirin always gave me a headache.
But it's supposed to cure headaches.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it's always giving me a headache. One of the side effects is a headache. You know, so you're taking it for a headache, it might give you one. Cramping, you know, So these are all things that you might take it in order to prevent, and it'll turn around and give it to you.
That's crazy. Or why Willow won't even do that. It might give you stomach problems.
It'll give you stomach problems, and it might damage your liver over time.
If you use too much of it. But then you just take dandelion and or thistle, and that might balance out the liver issue.
Yep.
But yeah, unlikely. Two side effects, two potential side effects versus how many other ones was there, 10 or 20?
Okay. This has got 8 side effects, and most of them are, drowsiness. I left off drowsiness.
Oh, okay. Well, aspirin's one of the more mild pharmaceuticals you can take. Aspirin was one of the few pharmaceuticals I used to actually endorse. So, because I didn't think it had any side effects. Then I learned that it had a couple, but very, very little. 8 side effects.
That's because they like to keep this stuff away from you. You know, it's it doesn't help their rep.
True that. Well, 8 side effects is also very mild compared to some of the other chemicals with 50 side effects.
Yeah, like the very common medications that they put out, that one of the side effects is sudden death. Excuse me.
Yeah. Like mineral oil, it causes SIDS.
So does vaccination.
That's true, too. Okay. In prescriptions for herbal healing, let's see here. Native Americans. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm going to skip that part. That's the general description. But it says, I'll read part of it. The Greek, back 2,000 years ago, the Greek used to use the willow leaves. They would mash them with a little pepper and drink with wine to treat lower back pain. So they've been using this for at least 2,000 years.
That actually makes sense.
Yep. Like aspirin, willow bark is a proven painkiller, although aspirin causes pain. But without many of the aspirin side effects. The analgesic actions of willow are typically slower acting but longer lasting than standard aspirin products. As with aspirin, uses for white willow bark include fevers, colds, minor infections, acute and chronic
rheumatitis? I'm just guessing.
Rheumatic disorders. Whatever that word is. Rheumatic.
I think that's rheumatism.
Rheumatic
word.
Yeah, disorders. Headaches and pain caused by inflammation. I'm gonna skip part of this. I highlighted some of the stuff. Because we only got 30 minutes. Dry mouth. Okay. Oh, wait. Arthritis. It's good for arthritis. It's good for dry mouth. It's good for pain and osteoporosis.
Oh.
So if you get cotton mouth from smoking too much of whatever, take some white willow.
It helps with osteoporosis, with the pain of osteoporosis, or with helping you absorb calcium so as you don't have osteoporosis? How does it help?
It says here, reduces pain and improves functioning, improved functioning in people with osteoporosis.
Okay, so it's not really helping. I would say it's not really helping with the osteoporosis. It's just allowing you to continue to function even though your joints are going bad.
Perhaps. But it's not necessarily damaging you like, or damaging the nerves like a lot of the pharmaceutical painkillers
right.
do.
I'm just saying it's not actually helping the joint. It's not helping
right.
the bones, actually.
Kind of like MSM, where it's just a painkiller. It doesn't actually cure the problem.
That's the conclusion I've come to on MSM, but I don't have anything to back it up. Other than the fact that when my friends stop taking MSM, all of their pains come back and sometimes worse. Which tells me they're not really taking care of the problem. So, but, you know, pain relief is important. I mean, if you can't do nothing, pain relief helps. But
pain relief helps.
You need to
do it with something natural.
Right, but you need to find the core, you know, because you're by getting rid of the pain, you're not necessarily solving the root problem. So, you know, yeah, it's hard to function with pain, but you need to work on the root problem as well. So, you know, if you've got osteoporosis, I would work on the osteoporosis directly and not just take aspirin or willow bark.
Right. You want to take things like magnesium. So you absorb and utilize the calcium better. Take things like comfrey and gravel root and mullein. Those things will help regenerate different parts of the bones and ligaments, like eating shark cartilage and chicken cartilage will definitely work on the ligaments and the bones as well if you have osteoporosis.
Right.
It says here, too, that white willow improves sleep and speech. I'm not sure what speech has to do with or how it helps improve speech, but it might be because it has like vitamin B's or something in it. I don't know.
Does it have niacin?
Don't know.
Yeah, I would check and see what vitamin B complement it has because I know vitamin B's will help you with your mental state. Like my stuttering right now, I just took some niacin that I bought today, and it's not very effective. I found yet another product that does not really contain niacin.
Right.
So,
product does not contain niacin.
Yep. Yeah, you know that it's from one of your favorite sources of food. Best choice.
Oh yeah. Oh crap. Here's another side effect. It reduces sex drive.
Okay.
I don't remember.
The willow bark does?
Willow bark does. I saw that somewhere, and now here I've seen it again. It says, chronic use of willow bark may result in diminished sexual interests. So,
well, there you go.
So that also might be a side effect of aspirin. although it does not affect physical aspects of sex sexual performance in either men or women. So it doesn't affect your performance, but it will affect your drive. So it probably affects your testosterone or something. I'm not sure.
It affects your desire, but not necessarily your performance.
Correct. So if you have too much drive and too much need, and your partner doesn't, and you're trying to, you know, kind of balance that out for your partner's sake, then it might be good for you. But if you're trying to get your partner to catch up with you, you don't want them taking it.
Right. There you go, guys. Keep the willow bark away from your wives.
Right? No willow bark for the ladies, except for extreme cases of an emergency.
Right.
It says, do not use if you're pregnant or nursing. Do not take in combination with aspirin. Long-term use of willow bark is not advisable. Do not give willow bark to children under 16 who has symptoms of flu, chickenpox, or any other type of viral infection. As with aspirin, there may be some risks of developing a rare but serious ailment called Reyes syndrome, R-E-Y-E-S syndrome. Do not use willow's bark if you have active gastric or something ulcers.
Gastrointestinal ulcers?
Yeah, hemophilia.
I'm just guessing.
Asthma or diabetes. So, we'll finish this on our freefoodandmedicine.org podcast and or Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast. So just go there to hear the rest of the story because we're almost out of time. DementedDungeonsandDragons.com, and I'm working on a new website. It'll be freefoodandmedicine.org, and we're going to have the rest of the story there at that location. So there we go. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.